Blog Talk Radio.
Hefty bags with unscented odor block technology help neutralize odors and stop the stinkies. With unscented odor block technology.
Edition tonight of the Huddle Sports Nation is your sports prognosticator, D. Gibb, the coach. How y'all doing out there in sports land? How's everybody doing? Late night for me. We had our annual Uptown Memorial cookout with no hitches. Rest in peace to all our loved ones that have passed on. Great cookout. Always done with class, the Uptown way. Oh, man. So, I'm starting right at the not-so-dream team that won the medals. But are you impressed? I'm not. I didn't partake in any watching of any Olympics, but I did, you know, gaze or gaze at the not so dream team. These younger guys, man, I don't know what's going on with their mental. I mean, like I said, this money is going to these kids, these younger guys here. I mean, it's no passion. I'm not enthused to see them battle it out to win the medal. Okay? Not enthused. It's a joke. We ought to be ashamed of themselves. Losing again to inferior competition. I mean, got it back. They bounced back. Kudos and shout out. They won. Whoop-tee-doo. So, guys want to talk? 516-453-9133. Coming to you live.
Yeah, I want to talk. So you're holding up, you know, the premise of the Americans are the best basketball players in the world, but they lost to France, but then they beat France for the gold medal. So, I don't, huh, Coach?
Huh, what? They shouldn't be losing. They should be able to show up and still win.
Wasn't that their first game coming off the NBA season?
Look, it's called talent disparity. Like we witnessed one of the most annihilating, if you didn't watch it, off topic, but it's pertinent of what I'm saying. We watched, didn't watch, the Lux show the world.
Oh, that was garbage. That was garbage, man. You know Dipset was garbage. Why are you bringing that up?
You see the Lox? Because the Lox just showed the world that Dipset is really garbage. They were inferior competition.
And Jim Jones fell off the stage. High as usual.
Listen.
I don't know how his wife stayed with him, man. I don't know.
Listen. He's clown shoes, and so is Jewel Santana. Clown shoes.
And Cameron with his Vividy Bobbity Boo raps. I was cool. I came out in the blue. I got ice for you. Know what I mean? I'm so nice. That's, oh, my God.
They were only good predicated that rap had lost its luster. It started going downhill. And we happened to accept them. That, okay, as rap stands now, they're okay. But last night showed, I mean, when they had that bad versus, how much of an inferior product that they really are. And this is what I'm talking about, correlating with the I'm going to call them the not-so-dream team, playing
they really haven't been a dream team since 92, man.
Product.
There hasn't been a dream team since 92. If you want to go there, we should be still playing our collegiate players and whipping their ass. I'm old school, real old school. I didn't like the Dream Team in 92. I thought it was a farce. But what happened to them in 88? I still believe that our collegiate players can beat anybody in the world, man.
Straight up. You might not got no argument with me from there. But the fact that they, you know, they were so happy that, because they had, remember, the knock was, yo, well, y'all playing with professional players that are getting paid money to play. Okay, y'all got cool business. Okay, so we gonna come with oh, y'all want to play that game? Oh, that's how y'all want to do it? Well, we going to show you how I go down.
Imagine that team. Barkley was the best. Barkley was the best player on that team that year.
That's allegedly.
Crazy. Charles Barkley. He was the best player on the Dream Team in 92.
He wasn't the best. He was. I mean, if you want to say that,
he was the best player
off,
on that
okay.
team in 92.
Okay. Wasn't better than Mike, but okay.
In Olympic play, he was. Yes, he was. He was the most valuable player on that team. Look it up,
yes,
man. That's the fact.
He was. I mean, he was. Okay. In Olympic setting, just like Carmelo Anthony, the greatest Olympic, basketball player, allegedly. No rings, but a bunch of medals. Same as Charles Barkley.
He won't get a ring. He might get a ring this year with the geriatric crew.
You think so?
The Jerry I was just being facetious. I think Brooklyn's going to win it all.
A healthy Brooklyn is going to be a mad Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And you may see
something. And they finally did the right thing.
See...
Yeah, they finally did the right thing by trading Spencer, too. Getting him out of there, too. He's in Washington.
Right. So, you may see it. If they stay healthy and come back dedicated to basketball, they may win 74 games.
Oh, the all-time record, huh? Psych. They're not winning the all-time record. They might win 66 games.
Well, no. Yeah, right. The reason why I'm saying that now is because of the, you know, the pussyified, oh, I got to take games off and that type stuff. So, granted, give them that. They're not going to –
right.
It's nobody – they don't have the dedication to do that.
Uh-huh.
If they had the dedication, they should win 74 to 75 games. With that team is assembled how it is constructed.
They need a little more pieces, but more defensive pieces, but – I was, you know, and I think P.J. Tucker's on that team now?
Correct.
Is that right? It helps.
Yeah.
Now you have an enforcer. That was a smart move by Brooklyn. Very, very smart move by Brooklyn. I like that.
So the piece is moving around a little bit in the NBA. I mean, you know, I don't know about this Drummond guy. I don't know about that pick, but... I mean, you know, Sixers need – what do we need Andre Drummond for? Could you ask me that? Could you tell me why did we get him?
Yeah, I can. He's a better player coming off that bench. You know what I mean? You can put him in the power forward in certain situations with Embiid. Yeah, I like it. He's definitely a better piece than Dwight Howard. But his crying ass going back to the Lakers, like, again, the geriatric crew.
I cannot wait to see the Jerry.
Trevor Ariza, get out of here.
Yeah, Jerry Action Crew.
Unbelievable.
So they can load up all
the
questions with a bunch of old bums.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let's go there. I heard that Ben Simmons would not have a problem for trade to Golden State. That was said by his agent today because, you know, he ain't talking to nobody. You know, he's picture lying. You know, he's boo-hoo guy. Boo-hoo guy.
Boo-hoo.
We don't know yet. But I know that the Sixers are not going to get – they might get – I think they might get Wiggins and Wiseman. I'll take that. And no draft picks. Just get him out of here. Now you got,
if it don't involve Steph Curry, I want no parts of it.
No, that's not going to happen. Shut up. Cut it out. Come on, Coach, stop. I'm saying if you give me Wiseman, who's going to be one of the, you know, he's a promising big man in this league, and trust me, how Embiid is always hurt, you can always use a Wiseman. If he's the projected player that, you know, everyone say he's going to be, I'll take that trade in a heartbeat. Andrew Wiggins.
I'm not
taking it.
Andrew Wiggins ain't got heart. He ain't got no heart. You know a lot.
He got more heart than Ben.
Yeah. He does. Can't knock that. I don't trust Andrew Wiggins as far as anything.
And Andrew Wiggins played. Andrew Wiggins did play with Embiid at Kansas too.
Just pull the trigger on the Zach LaVine situation and call it a day. You playing around for? Been out of here. Let the young Bulls Maxey start as a formidable backcourt with him and Zach LaVine.
That's not going to happen. It's going to be him and Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to see that backcourt. I don't.
Maxey.
At least Andrew Wiggins.
Wiggins. Maxey and Wiggins is better than Ben Simmons on this team. I just told you, Wiseman probably is going to be the next center for the 76ers. Because Embiid ain't going to be here long. I'm talking about his personal, his body, his health. He's not going to be a ball player anymore, man. And B got maybe two years left in that body, man.
Yeah.
Quiet as hell.
You have no argument for me.
And James Wiseman can play.
James Wiseman, Embiid, and
Andre Drummond. Right there, that's automatic, you know, upgrade. You still got Tobias. And then you add Andrew Wiggins.
Boy.
And then you just drafted a 3-and-D in the boy Springer from Tennessee, who can actually play ball. Come off the
bench.
Can
Milwaukee go back-to-back?
Not with Brooklyn. No.
All right.
If Brooklyn is healthy,
all right,
they lose.
So right
it's
now,
going to be Brooklyn, Milwaukee.
So we count the Sixers out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. It depends on if that trade goes down with Wiseman and Wiggins for Ben Simmons, there's a chance. Because if Tyrese Maxey is everything that everyone says he is, a next great superstar on the type time of Ja Morant, the league's going to be in trouble.
Okay.
And you have to give props where props is due. That's a Doc Rivers pick. If Maxey
right.
turns out anything, you know what I mean, like he's supposed to be, like you just said, you know, that right there, bro, is a Glenn Rivers
pick. If Maxey gets a chance to start, Maxey could average 18 easy.
And then you add Andre Wiggins to that squad, man.
So, all right.
I'm sorry, Andrew
right,
Wiggins.
Now,
excuse me, Andrew
be,
Wiggins. Mm-hmm.
All right, we may be cooking with a little bit of grease. What Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, and Wiseman is a talent, man. Wiseman can play basketball, bro. He is a threat.
All right, so I might even
start at the power forward. He can start at the power forward.
Wiggins still young.
Center.
Wiggins still relatively
mm-hmm.
young.
Same age as Embiid.
Because he came right out of high school, right? So he's relatively young.
No, he did not. Him and Embiid played at Kansas together. They played. He came out as a freshman.
Oh, all right. You're right.
He
right.
played
okay.
that year with Embiid.
He did. You're right. All right. Well, okay. All right. I don't have no problem with Andrew Wiggins. I do, but I don't.
Milwaukee.
I mean, Steph made him look.
I don't know about Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee didn't shot their load. I don't know.
Milwaukee added another shooter. It could get real dirty out there.
What shooter is this?
I don't know. I mean, I throw a hat out there. Say they had a spot up Redick or somebody. It could get real goofy.
Yeah,
out
you
there.
Just said it. J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick could be that person. I had J.J. in my head when you were talking. Well, let's go to another thing. I was so proud today at the Hall of Fame ceremony to see Tom Flores and Woody, you know, get their jackets. Shout out to the Oakland, L.A., and Las Vegas Raiders. Shout out to the Hall of Fame committee to put a man who won a championship as a player, assistant coach, and two-time Super Bowl winner Tom Flores. Should have been there a long time ago. Sorry he had to be an old man and can't hardly walk to the podium. But, you know, that's what they do to the Raiders. Shout out to Ken Stabler, who died when they put him in. Shout out to Cliff Branson, who died when he put him in. Don't get me started. Please don't get me started. And anybody
shout
forgot about Cliff Branson last year? He went to the Hall of Fame last year. Cliff Branson went to the Hall of Fame 2020, the centennial pick.
Shout out to Harold Carmichael.
Yeah, man. Wasn't that wonderful?
Was it? Maybe 22 years too late, but okay. Chip in it. And I don't have a problem with him getting in, you know.
Uh-huh.
I had the pleasure to watch us just beat on Dallas to show you what's going to happen in the scrimmage today. We kicked their face in the scrimmage today. And Dak is wacky. One good pass, the whole joint.
He don't have to do much, man. You don't want to get him hurt in these bull crap three preseason games. And he just came off a broken ankle that he set himself on the field, man. Stop that.
It was a scrimmage. We was in shorts. But what I did see
mm-hmm.
is what I like. Run at Aaron Donald if you want to. Okay? He's done mm-hmm. figured it out.
Aaron Donald will be wearing.
Run at Aaron Donald if you want to.
He will be wearing a jacket. That's gold.
Of course.
Without a ring.
Run any net. No, with a ring. Oh, man. I guess you didn't see. Listen,
That boy is flinging
that
bill around. Yes,
we have no running back.
Okay.
Who?
Darrell Henderson.
Darrell Henderson?
Henderson. Underrated.
Oh, God.
Okay. He was hurt last year. Underrated.
Let me tell you something. The Eagles have the better Memphis back in Kenny Gainwell.
Okay. Are you arguing?
Okay, you know that.
Maybe. But I say Henderson is weird. Listen, dog. This ain't going to be about running the ball. The run is to set up the pass. We chucking it. They say that boy Atwell is running past people. Doesn't they saying Atwell is running past people?
Okay.
And catching it, running precise routes. Like they said.
Who's winning the NFC this year, sir?
The NFC East or the whole NFC?
The whole conference.
The Los Angeles Rams. Bar none. The defense is going to have us in every game. All
y'all
we need is we already beat them last year. Handily.
Who's the champions of the world?
The Los Angeles Tom Brady.
They're not.
Listen, I'm not listening. Let me tell you about Tom Brady, okay? Let that go over.
You can't say nothing about Tom Brady. He's got seven rings, man. As an old man. What you got to say about Tom Brady, man?
Because I hate that guy.
What?
I got to give him the credit in all the world. They showed him plant. They showed the first day of training camp. So he starts out about 20 yards on that spin machine with the accuracy machine.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Wham. About three passes. He go back to the 30. Wham. Wham. Then he goes back to the 40-yard line, throws a knocks the machine over and says, I'm ready. Let you know that arm strength's still there.
But he's an old man, remember?
But that, listen, that
he's
old man.
He's 44 years old, sir.
No, listen, though, right. But what I'm saying, though, well, I want you to, and I'm going to stay off my guys after I just make this one assessment.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Matthew Stafford, has something that
what?
Ball will never have. It's called
pocket
passes.
Well, we know that. Yeah. Now, you got to keep him on his feet, though. So that offensive line of the Rams ain't great.
It ain't great, but it's good enough. Yes, it's good enough. It's good enough. It's good enough to keep him upright.
Okay.
Remember,
I hear you.
See, the problem with it, I don't know why people understand in this league. Your pocket.
Huh? We'll be a loose coach. As he's talking about his quarterback, suddenly he mutes himself because probably he don't know what he's saying. I'm going to say this right now. Matthew Stafford, the book is out on him.
Josh Allen $200 million for one season?
This
what we're doing now?
Yeah,
this what we're doing now?
And oh, also.
A known racist got $200 million. A known racist got $200 million.
Hey, to the Jets fans out there.
Riley Cooper all over again, huh?
To the Jets fans out there, this boy out here ain't going to help y'all. Did you see the egregious camp of Zach Wilson? Where did this boy come from? You know, well, you didn't tell me. I told you. We told each other.
We told each other that was a whack pick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now will Carson Wentz be a backup?
Oh, wow. Let's get to that.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to it. So, is it true that Andrew Luck is coming back?
Yes.
Carson Wentz will be a clipboard holder. He's already got to hold it anyhow for, 12 games? Oh, boy, the Eagles did a fleece job on Indianapolis Colts. Fleeced them.
The Eagles are good at fleecing people. They've been fleecing people since Kevin Cobb. Shine up this pretty penny real quick. Shine it up for these fools. They knew Carson Wentz was damaged goods. Got him right out of here. He gonna go up there and make. Listen, that's what you get. Frank Reich. I don't want to hear nothing now. Oh, I went back to Andrew Luck. Google. Well, Andrew Luck got two games in him. Y'all better go find Jacoby Brissett, who should have been the starter. But we ain't want to give him no opportunity. Now, where's Jacoby at now? Back, where is he at? Backing up somebody again?
We here? He's in Tampa right now.
Okay, that's all. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. So,
no, we're good. No, he's in Tampa. The Buccaneers are smart.
They didn't give that boy a fair shot to start. That's what I don't like about Indianapolis. They gave them no shot to start.
But he was clown shoes. Come on, now, he wasn't. Brissett, come on, Brissett ain't taking that. Brissett is nothing but he's Sean King Jr. Remember Sean King, out to Lane?
Hell, wow.
With the small hands? That's Brissett.
That's harsh.
But wait a minute.
I mean,
Sean King actually got the Buccaneers to the NFC Championship. It just wasn't their year. They ran to Kurt Warner and the greatest show on turf.
He did.
And that game was only 11-6. As I remember, that was a defensive game. I can't say the one of the worst championships that was, because that defense was magnificent, both of them. So, you know, Ricky Prohl came out of, you know what I mean, God's green earth and caught that ball over his shoulder. One of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life.
Ricky Prohl.
Yes,
Ricky
he did.
Prohl.
One of the greatest catches I ever saw in my life.
Oh.
I never see anything like that. In a type of game like that, over the shoulder, feet just got inbounds. That's
Ricky
a miracle.
Ricky Prohl.
Yeah, Ricky Prohl.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. For you guys.
I'm just laughing. I find it's very entertaining that Carson Wentz is just the same old Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz hurt his foot at home and blamed it on the field. There's no way in the world you take a snap and snap your bone in your foot, man. He didn't do anything. He just took a snap. He just went back paces. He backpedaled and, I felt something. Nah, man, he was already hurt. He did something. He probably was out there mowing the lawn and did something fell
right.
Or something fell on
right.
His foot.
Right.
He tried to do the Markelle Fultz two-step. Remember Markelle Fultz? Falls off his bike, don't tell nobody.
Right.
Carson
so,
Wentz, man. You know, I don't think with the Eagles, they're not going to get that first-round draft pick.
Eagles fans, that first-round draft pick is gone.
Yep.
On with to the second. At least I got second.
Yep.
So now, here we go again. Here we go again. They're running after Deshaun Watson. For what reason, I don't know.
Who?
They still running after him. Still saying
who?
The Eagles.
What?
They still running after Deshaun Watson.
All
right. What makes it egregious is y'all just not gonna get this boy. See, y'all don't understand. Y'all gonna let this boy go somewhere else and burn y'all.
Well, you know, Nick Sirianni wants to see how Joe Flacco does. I just think it's horrible. Joe Flacco is a backup now. He's not, you know, and he found his chance with Baltimore, and he was, you know, he was an okay quarterback. He has a ring yet.
Okay.
But that was defense that got him that ring.
Correct. Flacco whack.
No, ask Trent Dilfer.
Mm-hmm.
No,
Flacco planted that great thing.
You know what's crazy about that? Tony Banks lost two jobs in less than 2 years. He lost a job with the Rams because they picked up Trent Green. Then he lost a job to Trent M.F. Dilfer. I don't care what you say about Trent Dilfer. Trent Dilfer.
He could be probably the worst quarterback that won the Super Bowl. I think he's the worst quarterback that won the Super Bowl.
You ready for this? But didn't Trent Dilfer play his part, man? Did you see how he played his part in that Super Bowl, man? He stuck. That one game, man, was the greatest game of his life, man.
Okay.
Actually, the Baltimore Ravens scored 38 points against the Giants defense. And that Giants defense, Jason Sehorn and Strahan was a great. That was a great defense.
Hey, man.
Chris Canty. I mean,
St. Nick had the best game of his life.
Yeah, he did.
He had the best game of his life.
Brandon Stokely. Okay. Still pursued a 48-yard bomb to Brandon Stokely. That was a weird Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, I'll never forget that Super Bowl. That was the last Super Bowl that I actually ever watched with my mom. My mom died the next year. But, you know, we all had, you know, I just bought my home, and, you know, my mom and pop came over, and we watched Super Bowl here. And that was the last Super Bowl I watched with my mom. Hmm?
They had, was they running back Jamal Lewis?
You better believe it. You better know it.
He was a stud.
It was Jamal left, Jamal right, and that monster. I'm going to tell you a name that I haven't said in a long time, okay, that one day might be considered for the Hall of Fame. People talk about that team and how great Ray Lewis was. You know what I mean? But how great was Peter Bulwer? Remember him?
Oh, man. I forgot about Peter Bulwer.
Mm-hmm. He got hurt the knees. Woo. The knees. He only played 5 years, man.
Peter Bulwer.
Peter. Yeah, man. Oh. I know I will pull that name. I know I can pull that name out the hat on your ass.
Oh,
but,
my
gosh. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, that 2000 race with Rod Woodson, man, that safety. That team was a monster. That team was a monster, man. Man.
Bulwer. Wow.
He's still, on that, huh? Yeah.
That's a good one. Because he was actually, man. I like that guy.
He was a player, number 57. He was a player, bro. People don't people forget how good Brian Billick's team was, man.
Yeah, Brian
They hired Brian Billick because what he did for the Vikings, because Baltimore had no offense.
Yeah, but he can't coach.
Well, he helped them. Whatever he tried to do, he got a ring. So Andy Reid, 4 score in 7 years to get one.
So did Doug Henderson.
Man, Peterson, shut up, man. I mean, now you're trying to be funny for all the Eagles fans. But Peterson can't – No, Peterson was a pussy because he didn't stand up to keep Jalen Hurts in that game. They would have beat Washington for the title of the MCs.
And I wish you – you know, and that was such an egregious act of cowardness that you stood down for management. I can't stand company boys.
Nate Sudfeld.
Doc Rivers.
Nate Sudfeld. Hey, we can win this game with Nate Sudfeld.
Nate Sudfeld. Nate Sudfeld. We just said the name. Nasty Nate. What a joke.
As you see, the new coach got rid of Nate Sudfeld. Nate Sudfeld was stealing money. He must have been... He must have been Jeffrey Lurie's friend's grandson or something. There's no way in the world he's on that team. He got a ring on that team, too. He has a ring. Nate Sudfeld. There's a ring that says Sudfeld, number 7.
Nate Sudfeld got a ring.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Nate Sudfeld. He was the worst.
Yes.
See, that's what I was talking about the see the inequality.
Well, he wasn't as bad as Bobby Hoying, but yeah, he was up there.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. You don't think that there exists the inequalities in the good old boys league? They let these bums just hang around for years, get stealing money as a backup.
Gary Kubiak.
I could go to listen.
But at a whole
Derek Anderson. Derek Anderson.
Oh.
Standing around.
Oh, my God.
Man, keep going. The Hasselback.
Oh, the Hasselback boys. Oh, my God.
Both of them was trash. They just let them hang around this league on somebody roster, picking up a spot.
I'm going to tell you the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm going to have a shout out to this man. I'm going to mess your head up right now here on Huddle Sports Station, 516-453-9133, or hit press 1. Scott Mitchell. Played for the Detroit Lions and then got that 19, and at that time it was a big, big, big deal. He got a $19 million contract to play for the Dolphins and only played one snap.
Scotty Mitchell.
He was the Matt Geiger of football.
Scotty Mitchell.
Yeah, I said it.
Paid to hand the ball to Barry Sanders.
That's what he did. Threw a little bit to Herman Moore sometime. Poor Herman Moore. Another great wide receiver in the history of the Detroit Lions that just quit. I don't want to play either one. Matter of fact, my situation has been so bad, I don't want to play football no more, i.e. Calvin Johnson.
Right.
Who, by the way, went to the Hall of Fame this year.
Megatron got in?
Say it again?
Oh, Megatron.
Oh, yeah. Man, he went in this year, yes. Went in today.
I mean, was he a first
round?
No,
yes, he was. And another great wide receiver that ran out of tank. Golden Tate was as best as they could be in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Golden Tate was the truth. He caught the 90-Oshawa disease. He came to Philadelphia and became a bum.
Yeah.
That's why I was afraid of with Alshon Jeffrey when he came here from the Bears. But Alshon had I don't know what he did. I don't know how many shots he took on his knees, whatever pills he was taking. Alshon Jeffrey in 2017 had a year to remember.
He had
the best hands in football. He never dropped a pass.
Yo, he did.
Oh, my God. Alshon Jeffrey played. He showed up. Him and LeGarrette Blount. For that Eagles team, I just look back and say, my God, LeGarrette Blount.
Can't forget about what's the other boy?
Torrey running back. Smith. Yeah, Jay, he too. Yeah, but really, Torrey Smith had a year for the ages as well.
Yeah.
Crazy. That Eagles team was. People call him an underdog. That was great. That was a good team. That 2017 team was a good team. They had defense, man. They had it all, man. They had kicking for 60 yards.
Right.
You know, Elliott hit a 61-yard field goal against the Giants. I'll never forget that as long as I live. I mean, it was straight down the middle, man. I said, my God, who is he? Jason Elam? Who the hell is this guy? So
Jason
Elam. It's crazy. Now, we talk about everyone wants to see how Patrick Mahomes does this year. I think he's going to have a great year. And I hate to say it, I'm in the same division with that guy. Yeah.
I told you.
I think he's going to have a great year. From what I'm seeing, you know, him and his study and his acumen and doing what he needs to do. I mean, he's been throwing the ball ever since, man, 2 weeks after his surgery. Throw the ball. Now he's moving with those legs again. He looks, it's scary. You know, Kansas City is scary. Le'Veon Bell, is he still a Chief?
At this moment? No, I don't even know. I got to check that. He'll be a Ram.
I'm telling you, that's what y'all need. If he's a Ram, that's going to be a problem. He can get his mind, and he can just give you two good years, man. But he's appreciated, too. But he can give you two good years, man. That'd be great. You know, and it's funny about depreciated backs. Guess who snuck around last year? The two people, notably, that snuck around and got a ring in Tampa Bay. Can you name them, too?
Shady McCoy.
See how good you are. You stupid. Yep. I hate you. Go ahead. And Antonio Brown.
Antonio.
Now, Antonio Brown,
did they
he got the numbers for the Hall of Fame. He got the numbers for the Hall of Fame, and he's a champion. See, and you put that in the resume, man. All those yards, okay, what type of head case he was, because Marvin Harrison was a head case too. All those yards and a ring, Antonio Brown's going to the Hall of Fame.
I believe he's going there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take. I mean, numbers don't lie. Now, who should be?
He'll probably hold his ceremony, man, in his man cave. No, because you know he's weird.
There's some egregious stuff going on right now. That Torrey Holt's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yeah. And usually usually I hate on you because you know you shouldn't even have a show, but. You're absolutely right, man. Torrey Holt. I mean, it's just, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. A lot of players have been in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, a lot of players, man. They didn't make it. I'll give you one, man, and I'm going to go way back on you. To the Rowley family in Cincinnati, the most egregious thing I've ever heard, Ken Rowley, who was in 6 Pro Bowls, an All-Pro at cornerback. For the Bengals in the 70s. It's not in the Hall of Fame. Ken Anderson, who was the most valuable player in this league and threw for yards at a time when you really couldn't really throw for yards, is not in the Hall of Fame. Come on, guys. Come on. I'm not a Bengals fan, but I know talent. Why isn't Ken Anderson in the Hall of Fame? I don't understand this.
I don't understand it either. You know why? It's playing in Cincinnati for all those years.
He never went to another team either, man. Shout out to Ken Anderson on that one.
Bummy Boomer's not in, is he? He better not be in.
No. But he did throw for more yards than Ken. I mean, no, actually, he did not. He did not throw for more yards than Ken Anderson. That's what I'm talking about. It gets goofy. There's a lot of players, man.
Hall of Fame
look how many years it took Cliff Branch, bro. And you know that was egregious. Like, really?
Yeah,
he had more yards than Lynn Swann, bum ass.
Yeah.
Because really, Lynn Swann wouldn't have been nothing without the other boy on the other side. John Stallworth made Lynn Swann days easy at Pittsburgh.
Look, well, sorry, I'll hop up the back. Hold.
You know? Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, Johnny Stallworth was the better wide receiver than Lynn Swann, but Lynn Swann made the most spectacular catches.
All day long. Lynn Swann had the most spectacular catches, but no, John Stallworth was, that's like saying, Jack Cameron Lambert.
Yes. Jack Cameron was a better player than Lambert, right. No doubt. He was the glue. Jack Ham was the glue. Lambert was just the enforcer. Ham never had a bad play in his career. You know, Penn State linebacker, we respect. But I'll tell you a guy, man. I'm going to make you laugh right now. And I think a guy that really was, I think he should be, his middle name should have been Egregious. His talent. But you ready for this one?
Yeah.
LeVar Egregious Arrington.
Remember
him?
I remember him well.
Unbelievable. A freak of nature coming out of Penn State. Okay? one of the best linebackers I ever saw. Okay? And I'm talking top 10 all time in college football. And you know I'm telling the truth. Went to the went to the Washington football team and disappeared. He was really the black box. He was the black Brian Bosworth.
Did Wilbur Marshall get in?
No. Wilbur Marshall was not. He was another Jack Lambert type player. Okay, Wilbur Marshall was complimentary to what Singletary did. Singletary's Hall of Famer.
No, but when he went to Washington, Wilbur Marshall was a stud.
But he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I was just asking. But
yeah, he's not a Hall.
That's LeVar Arrington is I can't argue with that.
Now I'm gonna tell you what we use that word egregious a lot on this network. Definitely on Huddle Sports Nation. Honestly, sir, Monty Coleman should be in the Hall of Fame.
I believe it.
Honestly, he was a thorn in your ass type player. Now, the reason why I brought up LeVar Arrington is the reason why. Another great linebacker coming out of linebacker U, Pennsylvania State University, is a Dallas Cowboy. But the difference is they said he's wrecking camp, man. He's hurting them offensive players, man. They said, man, hold back a day, man. Can you hurt the other team?
They said this guy Parsons.
Dude. Yeah, this guy, man. This Micah Parsons, man, he's a problem, bro.
I think this is just an undeniable talent. Forget that he plays. I mean, I think this is the one that if he stays healthy, it's going to be a force in this league.
He got a new apartment out there in Dallas, and he said he wanted housewarming. He wanted five people to come to his house, and they did come. You ready for this? Roger Staubach, Drew Pearson, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, and Hollywood Henderson all came to his house. He said, "I just want to talk to you guys. Just come to my living room. I'll get a caterer. We'll have some beers. We'll talk." Go on YouTube. See, it is crazy that this young man wants to be a Dallas Cowboy so bad and want to represent the Cowboys. That he said, man, hey, man, Hollywood, tell me about, your situation with the drugs, man. He said, man, young man, he said, you never had that problem, man. He said, back at the time I came in, everybody was doing cocaine when they played football. Everybody. So that way if something happened on the field, you feel no pain. So I came up in that era. He said, you're so blessed, man, to have people around. I mean, it's just, oh, my God, man. Him and Hollywood Henderson's conversation, man. See, that's how the old heads are supposed to be, man. Say, I'm proud of you, man. Please don't do what I did. Please don't let ego get in the way. Because I should be in the Hall of Fame. That's what he said. Hollywood Henderson should be in the Hall of Fame. Unbelievable. But drugs, man. Drugs, coach. Drugs.
Drugs.
Hollywood Henderson is the Michael Ray Richardson of football.
Yes.
One of the best players I've ever seen in my life in basketball was Michael Ray Richardson. They called him Coast to Coast, baby. I'll never forget when they had the documentary on ESPN 33rd.
Doc said he was better than him.
Oh, man, hold on. Stephen A. Smith, who, I loathe. But, man, he told me, I'm a New Yorker, man. I went to the Knicks games back in the late 70s. And I cried. I said, oh, my God, they got rid of my boy, But it was the drugs. He would play a game and be in the crack house, man, later on at the end of the game.
They said Doc.
Doc said
he was better than him.
You talking about Julius Erving?
Julius Erving said Michael Irvin was better than him.
They called
and
him.
ABA Doc was one of the best. ABA Doc is top five ever to do it.
Man, listen. I'm going to say this again. They called the man Coast to Coast. Mm-hmm. I seen it, man. Like he ran a 4-1-2 on a basketball court, man. with the ball, bing, 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 coming down the court. And he drove when he like, and it's always his outstretched hand was always quicker and more accurate than I've ever seen. He was the greatest layup maker in the history of NBA basketball. Now, I'm going to say this again. He was the greatest layup maker. He never missed a layup, bro. And sometimes he might have dunked, but maybe go coast to coast with both hands. He's shoveling the ball in his hand like, oh, my God. Just he was doing ballet moves, man, in the air, bro, with the ball. Spin off the – he would be able to – now, he would come on the other side of the hoop, bro. That ball would spin right into wherever he wanted to go, man.
Yeah.
He doing well, reverse move, man.
Some of them 70s players to hang out.
Man, Sugar, man. Sugar was a bad boy, man. Michael Ray, man. Sugar, call him Sugar, baby. He was a bad dude.
And, can Pistol Pete Maravich hang out right now?
I think if he was coach, right, yes. If he came along right now, he'd be one of the greatest ball players ever. I mean, he had raw talent, and he was before his time.
Agreed.
So imagine if he had the coaches. Oh, my God. You know,
can
if he came
Bird
in the wrong era, man.
Right,
Larry Bird could hang out in any era because Larry Bird has shooting power, bro. Dirk learned his killer fade. He studied Larry Bird. He was in Germany. He studied Larry Bird. Larry Bird could shoot anywhere in the court, bro. And he was ice, man. He had
Robert
ice water in his veins, man.
Robert Parrish not hanging
Robert
out.
Parrish. Robert Parrish would be a great backup center in this league today.
He could block
and rebound. Him and Wilt Chamberlain are the only two players I ever seen, man, that can throw the ball all the way down the center of the court, man, for a layup. That's one thing. Chief could do that, bro. You can't take away
from
him. Chief could throw that ball, bro.
I tell you, Bill Cartwright can't hang out.
No, Bill Cartwright right now would be very, very. He's called back in the day. You called him back then as Oaky. He's Oaky. He's a
garbage.
He got no flicked shot, bro. Listen, I'm gonna say right now, honestly, man. And people get mad at me, man. I don't care. You can email me. Keith Wills couldn't hang up in this league.
No. You don't. Kevin Willis?
You know what I'm talking about. Jamal Wills. He couldn't hang up in this league.
No. Yes, he could. Wow.
No, he couldn't. He was never an afflicted dude, bro.
You're saying Michael Cooper can't hang out.
No, Michael Cooper damn sure can hang out. Michael Cooper could score, and he's one of the greatest defenders that the league has ever seen.
Okay,
Michael Cooper right now would be paying millions. He'd be paid millions of dollars right now. He played in this league, bro.
Yes, he would.
That type of skill set. Michael Cooper?
No, I like Michael Cooper.
Yeah, no. I said Jamal Wilkes couldn't hang out. Silk could not hang out.
Kurt Rambis can't hang out.
No, I agree.
Rambis couldn't hang out.
Too slow. Too slow. James Worthy could.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Kirk
and Byron Scott could. And he was a perfect wingman. I think he's the most underrated of that Showtime. Byron and his dunks off of Magic Johnson's passes and lobs.
Yo, Byron.
And alley-oop.
Byron
was nice, but Byron's the reason why they got rid of Norm Nixon. And Norm Nixon did damn sure hang out. His dribbling skills and setting up shots, man, for others. And he was deadly. Norm Nixon was a bad. And he married Debbie Allen. Bad motherfucker. Sorry, that's the
Norm was that word. Norm was the man. Norm's the man.
And still married to Debbie Allen. We've been married like 50 years now. I mean, it's crazy. Close.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
They got married after Fisher State Pittsburgh. They fell in love during that taping. They got married in 1980, man. They've been married for 41 years, man. He married the prettiest girl in the world, man. And as an older woman, she's so elegant when she walks into a room. He would say, man,
Yeah.
Debbie Allen can walk into a room right now, like, wow, I know. And she's a beautiful woman now. But you would say, the young people say, man, I bet back in her day, boy. Oh, we already know back in her day. Debbie Allen was a sweetheart. Oh, my God. She was beautiful. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know who Debbie Allen's sister is?
Yes, Felicia Rashad or Felicia Ayers.
I don't know. You know who their other sister is?
No.
You don't know?
I might know until you tell me. Who is it?
Vanessa Del Rio.
Stop playing.
It is.
The porn star?
The porn
star. Wow, we learned a whole lot on we learned a lot tonight on Hello Sports Nation. Some things I probably didn't even want to know. Oh, wow.
Like Debbie Allen. No.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Vanessa Del Rio, when she was little, oh, my God. Oh,
yes,
my God.
A looker.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's that Studio 54 era.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well. Well, the time has come for all my ghetto friends that listen to the Hello Sports Nation. Listen, you know, we have an obligation. And I'll let everybody know the reason why I had a late show today, because I'm getting my son ready for, you know, for his college duties at the University of Louisville. And that's more important than O&E. I'm going to tell you that right now. you know what I mean? But our and I want to thank our coach for understanding this. Thank you, man. And But our responsibility is to get a show on. And, you know, the show, first time, oh, man, I think way back in talk show days, Derek, you've been here long now. You remember. You know how talk show used to be. Sometimes talk show would lock on us, and we had to do a late show. So this is the first time since June of 2018 that we've done a 11 o'clock show, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard. Now, I remember back in the day, people remember, and Coach, you weren't around then, man. Hello Sports Nation used to come on every Wednesday at 12 noon. We said afternoon shows at Orny Dynasty. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I mean? When we first started our network, Dar Henderson, the first ever show, was at 4 o'clock. I didn't forget that in the afternoon because I did it in my, you know, at that time I was building my studio in the basement, so it was still just, a finished basement family room. And Dar Henderson came on, man. I was sitting in my Archie Bunker chair when I did the show and that, on February 4th, 2013. So a lot of people don't know, man, O&E is so flexible. But we do not make a habit of having 11 o'clock shows. I knew that this show, since it's a sports show, this show is one of my most flexible. Trust me, if it was one of my concept shows, then I would have to cancel. And I would let my host know way ahead of time that I wouldn't be able to do the show because of situations. So our 9 o'clock, 9:30 shows will still be 9:30 tomorrow night. Chinchilla Jonesia, News Forum, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertised the O&E, which is Ola Dudley and Gillies Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainmentwordpress.com, as well as in Ghostly Prime Time on that. Damon.com, where it goes to time both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Dudley and Ghostly Parents, Google Plus, Ola Dudley and Malibu Ghostly Facebook, as well as our business page, Hollywood Sports Nation, as well as the Historic Determinant Motivated Online Now Network established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Dudley, Dudley Ghost for my gmail.com. And I am the international internet radio producer in the Shrine, but more importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley Malibu Ghostly, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio supporters for the concert base tonight. All right. Come on, knuckleheads. Huddle up.
Great show tonight. Look, excuse us, but we business is normal. I'll be back on the air at 9:30 Saturday night. Get ready. I'm coming. Guns blazing. Some serious topics, some serious work. Only thing I got to say at the end of this show is Dipset's garbage. And I'm out.